Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today I want to talk about a training program that unfortunately many organizations in the United States are going to have to consider implementing. Recently it was reported that Target stores have expanded their active shooter training to include hundreds of thousands of employees across the country. This training was initially conducted among just select leaders in stores and security workers at the stores, but over the summer and into the early fall was expanded to include all the Target stores, their distribution centers, and their headquarters employees. A Target spokesperson said, "The safety of our guests and team members is our top priority, and we take a comprehensive approach to safety that includes team member training, partnerships with law enforcement, and the use of technology." According to some training documents reported by Business Insider, the documents that were handed out to employees at Target outline the procedures for handling active shooter situations in their stores, and the procedures in these documents are largely based on protocols advised by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And Target is not alone among large retailers for implementing these kinds of active shooter training programs. According to Lisa Labruno, the Executive Vice President for Retail Operations and Innovation for the Retail Industry Leaders Association, said that retailers across the country have developed active shooter training programs long before many of the recent tragedies. Retailers regularly re-examine and enhance their programs based off learnings from events, improvements in technology, and best practice recommendations. And a spokesperson from Walmart, America's largest private employer, said they offer active shooter training during employee orientation and on a quarterly basis thereafter for more than 1 million employees. While active shooter training is getting more common among large retailers and large employers like Target and Walmart, it could be something that more employers sadly need to add to their training and development plans for their employees, at least to include it in their orientation and maybe with 3 or 6 months refreshers. Until we get a handle on these kinds of mass shooting events in workplaces, almost any kind of workplace could be susceptible to these kind of incidents. And the better your employees are prepared, the more likely like they and your customers can get out of these incidents safely. I'll be interested to see if any other organizations announce plans to implement more widespread active shooter training besides these large retailers. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And remember to listen to the archives of all the HR Happy Hour shows at www.h3hr.com.